This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has changed course on his proposal to relocate migrants from a downtown shelter to one on the city's south side ahead of the Democratic National Convention. The Tribune reports the owners of the 11th Ward building at 3915 South Canal Street say the city never disclosed plans to use the property as a migrant shelter. The Chicago Department of Family and Support Services says while it did not have direct conversations with the owners, discussions about the shelter were carried out with the owner's broker of property. 11th Ward alderperson Nicole Lee called the breakdown of communication, quote, pretty shocking. Before dawn on Tuesday, campus police raided and cleared the Gaza Solidarity encampment protesters had been occupying for the past week at the University of Chicago. My colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip visited on Tuesday. She reports the only signs of the encampment are lighter patches of grass where more than 100 tents once stood. Here's undergraduate student and protester Daniel Arad.
It was a very beautiful thing when it was here. I mean, it was never going to be permanent, but I think for the time that it lasted, there was a lot that came out of it.
Arad says it was a space to be disruptive and advocate for Palestine.
But it was also a place of learning and connection in a way that was very unique and doesn't happen very often at this university.
UChicago's president said this morning that protest is strongly protected on the campus, but the encampment had disrupted others' freedom of expression. A new report rips Chicago and Illinois officials for apparent indifference over the impending shutdown of the West Loop Greyhound bus station. The report from DePaul University's Chaddock Institute for Metropolitan Development says the shutdown threatens to leave 500,000 people without easy access to Greyhound, transportation heavily used by low-income, often minority riders. Cranes reports Greyhound's lease at the city's West Harrison Street location expires in October. The analysis from DePaul shows the decline of Illinois travel network has been more severe than any other Midwestern state. Black male students don't see many principals or teachers that look like them in their Chicago public schools. And my colleague Sarah Karp reports a new initiative is trying to change that. Eighth grader Ty Wilson spent the day yesterday at a conference hearing from black men like himself about why he might consider being an educator. He says that made him feel good and important.
They're trying to get us out of what's already bad for us and gear us towards a better path. So I feel like that kind of shows me the older men in my life, they care for me and they want to see me do good.
Ty says the experience made him think about the value of being a role model for others. Organizers say only 4% of teachers in CPS are black men, and they want to open doors to these students. The Chicago Foundation for Women has a new president and CEO. The nonprofit announced Tuesday that Kenya Lambert will take over June 3rd. Most recently, Lambert worked as the chief development officer at Nourishing Hope, that's a food pantry and social services organization in Chicago. In a statement, Lambert said she's honored and ready to dive into the foundation's advocacy and investment work. And taking a look at the weather, rain and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s today. Tonight, thunderstorms still possible with a possible tornado. However, that is clearing late with a low near 57 degrees. And then on Wednesday, sunny to start. Then that's giving way to a passing shower or two. Tomorrow, the high is 77 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Justin Bull. Thank you for listening.